What kind of work are you involved in as far as creating new paradigms in your own world, in your own mind, as it were? Well, my guest today is Almeen. She's going to be joining us. She is with the website spiritualjourneys.com. She assists people in their own spiritual journey, training them and educating them in many of the various practices. And we're going to be talking with her today. And Almeen, I want to welcome you to our program as we get started here on this Saturday afternoon. Tell me your story. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Richard. It's my pleasure.
As we get started, give us a little bit of a background, very briefly, on who you are, what it is that you are involved in, because I guess the best way to describe it is you have a very eclectic, if you will, list of things that you're involved in.
Well, Richard, my journey began, of course, multiple years ago, and I was focused primarily on achieving mastery in my own life. In other words, getting to a place where dialogue within the mind is optional and where I ceased to identify with the body, with the emotions, or with thoughts, per se, if there were any. I achieved this at the beginning of 2000, and it actually did not even remotely occur to me what would happen. And in 2005, my life took a very dramatic turn. I went into the first of three phases of the ascended mastery levels on the 5th of January, had an incredible experience that pushed me in there. And from there on, 3 weeks later, I appeared. One minute I was in my kitchen, the next minute I stood before the ascended masters. They asked me to state my path. I said my life was dedicated to leading others to freedom from illusion. And a week later, I found myself in the presence of the infinite being, the Holy Mother, and, you know, she's one with the Father, but the point is that she gave me a very specific assignment. And the assignment was twofold. The primary focus was that I had to gather from all over the world the masters that would become the pillars of her temple for a golden era of peace to come. And she wanted me to assist them into ascended mastery and to help them to mature to the point where they could become the sacred government that in the future she wanted to have. So that began a life that nothing in my wildest imagination could have prepared me for. The other thing that she wanted is that I assist with the in the physical with preparing the planet for ascension.
It sounds to me as though there's a different educational process going on here than what we would consider here on this earthly plane, and we're going to talk about that process as we continue talking with Almeen here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. I want you to stay tuned. We're going to be opening up the phone calls. Take down the number. It is 866-564-1290 or just 564-1290 if you're here in the Central Coast area. If you're listening on the internet, you can certainly do that. And anywhere around the world, go to richarddugan.com. There's the link. Click on it and away you go. Stay tuned and we'll be back with more on Tell Me Your Story. Remember the stories your family used to tell? When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth? Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time. Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 708-9804. Fast Forward, it's the right direction for preserving your family's memories. Just call 708-9804. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thank you very much for joining us every Saturday at this same time, whether you're listening to us on the radio or on the internet live streaming from richarddugan.com. You can also give us a call, 866-564-1290. That's 866-564-1290 or just 564-1290 here on the Central Coast of California. We'd love to hear from you. 805 is the area code if you're calling from somewhere else in the country as well, if you don't want to use the toll-free number. My guest today is Almeen, and she has been sharing with us a little bit of her recent past as far as what she's involved with. And I'm going to say that it's of a very, a much higher, shall we say, spiritual educational process, teaching people how to move forward in their lives, how to, and it was actually the phrase you used, freeing themselves from illusion. Is that, that's correct, isn't it?
That is correct, Richard.
Okay. What were you doing before all of this happened to you? Because it seems as though many people, that's almost the way that it happens. Well, I was working, just for sake of argument, I was working in a local 7-Eleven, and suddenly, bam, I was hit with this aha moment, and I never looked back.
Well, I was raising three children, and a divorce happened, and I actually, through some real skillful maneuvering on the other side, found myself entirely homeless, without a penny. And ended up on living in somebody's little back room in their garage on their charity. And I remember each day, you know, going to work and not even really having the food to eat, but coming home at night and just spending hours and hours and hours singing my heart out in praise to the infinite. And this did pass, and with it came very beautiful spiritual gifts. Then people noticed that they started to get healing automatically by grace when they were around me by accident. And apparently when you're in great heightened states of praise, you emit neutrinos. These neutrinos get rid of constrictions in the flow of the energy of the body. And it does create healings. So people started flocking to me for healings, which I did for many years on just a, you know, donation basis. Many, many years, through many nights, I would stand on my feet healing people. And finally, you know, when Mother gave me this calling and task at the end of January in 2005, life yet again changed. And I teach classes all over the world, but class is really a misnomer for what they are, Richard. It's a very loose term.
Mm-hmm. And yet you are, again, you are, again, for the lack of a better term, educating people, teaching people, again, how to become free of the illusions that we all create in our own minds. We've been doing this program talking with a lot of different people and getting many different perspectives on how to free ourselves from the illusions that in the grand, literal, grand scheme of things really amount to nothing. When we get ourselves bogged down with whether it's economics or in many cases relationships or work environment, whatever you want to put on the table, it pales by comparison to what the grand picture for our existence, our eternal existence. Would that be a fair statement?
Richard, you've hit the nail on the head, because that is, in fact, my approach. The week that people spend with me, and of course sometimes it's a weekend, but the week that we spend together mostly in a class, if you will, is not a lecture situation. They are simply sharing one of my extraordinary weeks with me. But the point is that it takes them so far beyond what anything in surface mind could hope to achieve that surface mind eventually has to let go. And that's when the miracles happen. So that taking them to the big picture that's bigger than mind can handle puts the tyranny of mind in place.
Okay. So these weekends, or in many cases a week long that a person spends with you, what are some of the things that would be taking place? I mean, if it's not a lecture type of situation, book learning, shall we say, is it just this person or a group of people, are there specific tasks that you ask them to do? Are there practices? Is there meditation? Is it structured in any way, or is it very loose and as the spirit leads?
Let me give you an example of one that I've just spent in Toronto. There were 33 people. Of the 33, 20 were new. We were given an assignment by the Infinite Mother. And the assignment could be something like, they're extraordinary. I mean, I never know how we're possibly going to do it, but if we just relax, it will happen. She wanted us to map the inner senses. like create an actual map that you can map out the inner senses. There are 96 inner senses. So it's if you're the one being expressing as the many, when a child is 5 years old, they form an inner map of space called bilaterality and an outer map of space called directionality. When mother created her first creation, which is father, she actually had then the directionality. But the inner map of space you form vis-a-vis something outside, which there wasn't, because all there is the one being. If you don't have that inner map of space, you see things upside down or backwards like a dyslexic. And, you know, of course, that's illusion. So mother, through experience, has wanted us to create an actual mapping of these inner senses. So we would get an assignment. By the end of the 5 days, every single one of the 33 students were speaking to languages, to beings from other kingdoms. We had amassed hundreds. They took them, hundreds of photos, interdimensional photos of the beings that were entering the room, because there was a homecoming of these beautiful beings called the bird tribes. So we were able to photograph them, and they were also able to photograph one another, levitating, moving from one realm to the other, becoming totally see-through, things like that. So the goal is that they create the miracles at this point, not I. Because in the past, when those would happen, their minds argue it away. But if they do it, that's a dramatic change in their life. And so that's just sort of a smattering. The amount of new unknowable knowledge that has never been known before that we gain in those weeks are just extraordinary.
There is a great deal of knowledge and wisdom that has been written down through the centuries that man has been here, that has also been lost. There have been those who have written about the various libraries that have been just destroyed due to conflict.
Yes.
And so much of the great wisdom that we thought we had here is no longer available to us. However, you are involved in a project and in a process of actually, I'm not sure if the word is recapturing or recataloging or rewriting or for the first time again in this time period, many of the works of these ancient libraries as well as those in other realms. Is that about a fair description?
Yes, it is, Richard. It's been totally a passion for me. It's been incredible. I was in Ireland in December of 2006, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, something knocked on my head and woke me up. And in front of me on the hotel wall, I saw this huge scarab, and it had all these glyphs on it. And I sat copying it down till about 7 o'clock in the morning, and it opened in me the ability to translate these ancient languages. During that week that I met there with the Ascended Masters that are the Order of the White Rose in Ireland, I found myself in the libraries with thousands and thousands of plates and some gold canisters that had scrolls in them. Mother gave me instruction to translate one of those sets of plates and a very small portion of another set. That has just become available to the public, and it's called Opening the Doors of Heaven, The Revelations of Isis. The Order of the White Rose, they are Ascended Masters in Ireland. And see, again, we call those my Irish classes, but it's a gathering of these masters.
Mm-hmm.
And so I translated the one set of plates, and it has extraordinary revelations about the earth, its history, where it came from, the cycles of the fall, what changed it to the cycles of ascension, man's role in the cosmos. It speaks of the earth as being the cradle of civilization, not originating in the star system at all. So just priceless information like that. There are 129 libraries that have opened. I have been writing truly day and night. The fortunate thing of it is that my classes now are becoming mothers gifting us with more and more abilities to make it easier. Like of the 20 that were in my last week-long class, they were able to generate enough information because they were able to access this. Literally, they've written a book.
Now, you teach people how to do virtually everything that you do.
Absolutely.
Which is, in one sense, rather extraordinary, because many folks who are down these paths tend to want to share the information, but not necessarily teach folks how to do it themselves. And it's just the process they've chosen. And so you've sort of taken the, I'm going to teach you how to fish so that you can eat for a lifetime, if you will, rather than just give you one.
Oh, Richard, I'm so glad that you point that out, because, see, the body of information that I access is unbelievably limitless. I can sit and for the next 100 years not make a dent in the ISIS libraries. There's 129. I walk between the worlds. It's where the miracles happen, and the quicker I can teach it to others, the more they can assist me to bring all of this out.
Now, some might be listening and wondering, who is this woman and what is she talking about? This is so out there. This is far beyond anything that I really had considered as the process of creating and bringing about new paradigms. But the reality, and I would ask you to share with us, the reality of all of this work goes back to the main goal that you spoke of at the beginning of the program, isn't it?
To set everyone free from illusion, including myself. The only thing I know each day, Richard, is that I know nothing. That's all I know, and that's how I start my day each day. I never know what's coming. In 2006, I was in the middle of a book that Mother had me write because she said that major laws in the cosmos had changed. It was necessary for light workers to know this, for instance, with healing. She gave a healing modality to the world, which I've passed on for free to anybody that I can. There's self-initiation possible with it. So I wrote this book, The Ring of Truth. I'm in the middle of the book, and I was contacted by a group of fairy beings. And they told me that if I went into their world for 1 week, they'd allow me to take their photos, they'd give me their beautiful, incorruptible white magic so man can benefit from it, but I had 1 week to do it. So, two books at once, you know, in 1 week I produced the Aruba Ferina book, and we were able to photograph these extraordinary little beings, beautiful fairy right in front of my face and things. So, I never know where it's going to take me.
I'm curious as to how, what you experienced as a child that may have given you an inkling of where you'd be today. Did you have any kinds of experiences like this growing up?
Richard, I want to give you only truth. And there are a lot of very strange things around my childhood that is a very big topic. But if I can give you an example, the masters in Ireland that are of the Order of the White Rose and that enabled me, they assisted me to translate these records of the ISIS libraries, of which they are custodians, all of them came through a time tunnel between Egypt and Ireland that comes out near Clonmacnoy, and they came on the 28th of January in 2006. On the 29th of January, ISIS herself closed that tunnel. Their childhoods are like a memory implant for people around them, so that it seems like they had a childhood. You know, my childhood is also just not what it seems, and I've never had someone ask me this before, and I don't want to mislead you. But it's just an extraordinary situation.
Okay. We're talking with Almeen, and she does have a website, and you certainly can check it out. It is spiritualjourneys.com. That's plural, spiritualjourneys.com. She also has a number of videos that you can take a look at, and extraordinarily so, free of charge, at YouTube as well as iTunes. So in either location, you can pull up information. I want to get into a subject when we come back from our break about that I've been... rather interestingly, been drawn into more now than before, because when we did a program just last week, I had more contact about that particular subject matter from people that I had never heard from before than on any other subject, and that's the issue of transitioning. And I want to talk about that as we continue, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
And we're talking with Almeen. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. I want you to stay right where you are. We're going to come back. We're going to take your phone calls, and the number is 564-1290. If you're outside the area, it's 805-564-1290 or toll free, 866-564-1290. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Remember the stories your family used to tell? When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth? Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time. Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 708-9804. Fast Forward, it's the right direction for preserving your family's memories. Just call 708-9804. I'm Richard Dugan. You're listening to Tell Me Your Story. We're going to continue talking with Almeen. We're going to be taking your calls as well at 866-564-1290. Locally, 805-564-1290. You're listening to Tell Me Your Story. Love to hear from you. Send me an email. I'd love to hear from you as well, and I really appreciate the response. The email address for me is tellmeyourstory@richarddugan.com. Stay tuned. We have more coming up. You're listening to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and we're talking with Almeen, and Almeen is my guest, and she is with SpiritualJourneys.com. And Almeen, I want to thank you for taking such a large amount of time out of your day, and I know that you're involved in a lot of different things throughout the day and week. You have the class. I want to call them classes, but I know you've already described them. They're not actually classes. But the work you're involved in, to me, is extraordinary as far as teaching people how to become free of the illusion that the bottom line is we created it ourselves, didn't we?
We certainly did. And it's that dialogue in the mind, Richard. It sure keeps the heart from not accessing what one wants to.
And I guess that's what it kind of comes down to next is what it is that we want to access. What are some of the steps that one can take to begin this journey, if you will, to begin to access these libraries or the Akashic records, if they're one and the same or if they're different? I don't know if the libraries that you are researching and interpreting are the same as the Akashic records. What's the connection there? And then how does one begin that process?
Certainly. No, they're different. And yes, one can access not only the Akashic Records, but the Holy Libraries. The Holy Libraries, Mother and Father, have established. They have held the highest wisdom of the ages, and part of the long journey that I've been on over these past few years has been to track these ages that have gone by, eons of existence prior to, you know, even what anyone usually dares tackle in terms of history. So the Akashic Records is all that is known from life's experiences. These are the deeper mysteries. The libraries are the deeper mysteries. They represent mind, and our mind is in the process of waking up because we've been on this unconditional, incredible, beautiful ascension as a cosmos led by the most dense level of all, which is the planet Earth, since February of 2005. So the awakening process in our brain, in our heart, is simulated in the external by the opening up of these libraries. So how do folks access that? There's a technical answer that I will give first, then I will tell you how to, in terms of you know, the more practical terms. When you look at Sumerian art and Egyptian art, you see this beautiful gold sphere above the head of some of the wise ones. That gold sphere is the Lahun. Lahun means all one in the Lemurian language. And in our book, Secrets of the Hidden Realms, I've given the Lemurian alphabet, the Atlantean alphabet and so on. And you can see that the number 10 is Lahun. This is the 10th chakra. When this gold chakra above the crown is activated, and in the books we explain exactly how to clear the chakras, to open up the transfiguration of the fields so that one can enter into mastery, what it takes and so forth. But in the gold Lahun chakra above the head, there is the Akashic Records. So every single human being carries with him the Akashic Records. So all knowingness from everything that is known can be yours, and it's there. Now, the library's information is different. It is that which mother and father knows, in addition to that which their creations know. And it's in the Brahmish chakra, which is a silver chakra, small, like the other chakras in spherical form, about 2 inches below the base of the spine. And Brahmish means wisdom. Brahma and Brahman comes from that word, also an Atlantean word, a Lemurian word. So that's where it's kept, how to access it. The left brain with its dialogue will suck up every bit of available energy that people have. The energy that's left over, if there is any, is what accesses the non-cognitive parts of knowingness from the heart and the right brain. For most people, there's nothing left over. So the key point is to silence the dialogue of the mind. And, you know, that is a whole other topic, but to silence the dialogue of the mind means to live in meditation. It doesn't mean to be in meditation and then go right back into thought.
And we've even talked about the purpose of meditation, and of course there are many different definitions, and I've kind of surmised that the purpose of meditation is to hear, whether you want to call it your inner voice, the voice of God, etc., etc. And the description I've given is that you have those voices going on in there, and you're telling them to be quiet. So they're all in there telling each other to be quiet. Everybody be quiet. He's trying to meditate. He's trying to hear the voice. And they go on and on and on until eventually you ignore them to the point where, oh, he's not even acknowledging us. There's nothing for us to say.
I like that.
Maybe we can hear the voice.
And, you know, the point that I make about what you just said is that meditation is really the finger pointing at the moon. Mm. We cannot get fixated on the finger, because what you've just described so very beautifully is the way to live, not just to be in meditation.
Let's talk about living and transitioning.
Yes.
It's been a subject that that we've touched upon, and we're going to continue to do so here on this program, because that's part of this existence, is we're going to transition. Give us a little information about that very a private experience, because we all do it individually, singularly. We cannot do it as a group, per se. I mean, because we all only experience what we individually experience. What can you share with us to demystify it a bit, to somehow take some of the fear and anxiety out?
Certainly. In 2006, in August, something happened that made death obsolete. Before that, death had a very real part of existence, in that the awareness particles within the cosmos that I've been studying for years were actually churning, and they were in spiral form, pummeling this luminous cocoon of the seven bodies of man, you know, around the physical. They were pummeling it. The ancient seers of the Toltec way, which I follow, called death the tumbler. And they found that if you don't oppose life, that the wear and tear on the luminous cocoon of man, as they called these sort of Russian dolls stacked bodies of man, was less, and you could prolong life. And then they found that very few people could actually slip past death, becoming immortal masters. But in August of 2006, awareness shattered in these trillions of spirals into little bits and became inert. It stopped moving. There was no longer anything pummeling the luminous cocoon of man. So at that point, Mother instructed me to tell in my books, that death was now illusory, meaning its real part had been removed. So then why do people die? Because death always has been a purification rite. And death will take an existing pattern of living, and if it hasn't changed with grace moment by moment as we see behind the appearances of our life and take time to learn our lessons, death will do it for us, in that it will move the pattern of existence into a higher pattern of existence. It's a purification rite. In other words, it's our next step up. There's a saying that Toltec Nahuals have, and a Nahual is a seer that leads others out of illusion, and they say that death empowers everything that it touches. The reason is when you are in the presence of death, when a lower pattern of existence reshifts itself into a higher pattern, less power and energy is hung up in that pattern. So it releases. And so everybody changes that touches death. It is unnecessary. But until everyone knows it, their belief systems are still going to make it happen. And so the thing that one can at least know is that it is that major step up, and that it gifts everyone that it touches.
There are movies and television programs, and I'm sure books as well, written about individuals who live on from century to century. Are there people actually who are doing that, that will have the various relationships that they would have in a given time period, and then, of course, all of the people around them will transition, except them, and then they just continue on living? Are there immortals?
Absolutely, Richard. That's my job. Because the point is, if every single one of the books that I've written is to map out for people how to become immortal masters. And that's one of the reasons that, Mother told me, you're not to be a teacher that gathers students. You are to go out and help to create the masters. Mm-hmm. So you will work with few, but their hearts will know they should be there. But the transfiguration of what happens in the fields around the body, I've mapped out in the books. The immortal masters are in my classes, and life is never again the same. And at classes, it's just such a joy for us to gather. But you can transfigure the fields, but not necessarily have a body that follows suit. To do that, you have to live in eternal time.
Okay. It sounds like an odd question to ask, but if the other realms, through the process of transition, are the next step for us, why would anyone want to stay here?
Well, because life in limitation is really not worth living here. But there are profound experiences if you can actually take the flesh with you to the next level. There's profound gifts. Up until 2005, it was impossible to ascend from the spirit realm into, say, the ascended master realms. You always had to come back into physicality. But during that year, massive changes occurred. So for the first time now, our spirits in the spirit world can, in fact, go straight into ascended mastery. But the ascended mastery realms is the apex of the human experience. And unless you go through those, there are levels beyond that you can transition across into godhood, but become a god being in the flesh. But the apex of human evolution is ascended mastery.
Almeen is my guest. I'm Richard Dugan. You're listening to Tell Me Your Story. If you have a question for Almeen, our phone number is 564-1290, 805-564-1290. Outside the area, it is 866-564-1290. You can hear this program on the internet live streaming every Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at richarddugan.com. Just click on the link. And you can also listen to these programs after they've been broadcast. We have an archive that we keep keep up to date, and we'll have this program available following the broadcast, and you'll be able to listen to it, download it, pass it on to friends, and educate them or enlighten them or at least inform them about, hey, this is out there, and you might want to at least check it out. We put the information out there on the table, and it's entirely up to you as to what it is that you want to do with it or do anything with it, and so we put it out there. Tell Me Your Story is the name of the program. I'm your host, Richard Dugan, and we encourage you to stay tuned. We've got some interesting programming coming up in the coming weeks and months and hopefully years as well. Almina is my guest. Her website is spiritualjourneys.com. That's spiritualjourneys.com. She also has videos that are available for your viewing at iTunes and YouTube. iTunes.com and YouTube.com. And I'm curious, and maybe this is a question more asking of the more human part of you, if you will. Are there any experiences that you have had here in the first decade, even though we haven't finished it yet, of the 21st century, that have kind of knocked you back on your heels a little bit? Like, what in the world was that? Or has everything been somewhat sort of, okay, I can accept that. That's just the way that it is.
Richard, every day of my life, I encounter something I had never expected before. And it truly is every day. This morning, at early morning hours, don't even know what time it was, I was awakened. Mother wanted me to do some work. I have been busy uncovering the nature of the infinite. I've been busy uncovering the reasons of the fall. And they're beyond surprising. And so I've been putting them down into book form as rapidly as I can. We're getting some electronic books up on our website so people can share with me these experiences. But nothing can prepare us for what really is the truth. And today's truth is not tomorrow's truth, because you peel back the layers.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, you almost took a direct quote from me in a conversation I had with one of my sisters. My beliefs of yesterday are not my beliefs of today, are not my beliefs of tomorrow.
Oh, then they're not your prison bars, Richard. Well done.
You know, yes. That's not, and now bear in mind, that does not to say that I don't get trapped in that illusion every once in a while, too. I'm wondering if it's a fair assessment to say that's okay because, well, I'm only human. Is that a good excuse, or should we be rising above that?
Well, only if you want to stay human.
Okay. So, the future for us as the race of humans, there are those who are looking at the reality of TV, radio, newspapers, politicians, etc. Looks pretty darn bleak. And of course, I've been around for almost 50 years. I've still got a few years to go on that, but I've seen the transitions, and I hear the cries of, oh, it's almost over. You know, we've reached Armageddon and the apocalypse. And I've heard that numerous times in my own lifetime. Is man destined to constantly reach to the brink and then fall back away from it?
Oh, my goodness. Richard, a couple of things. First of all, you know, people are still thinking 2012 is out there looming and all these things will happen. The point of the matter is that unless one is at that cutting edge where the known meets the unknown, there is really no way to tell the dramatic and magnificent changes that have taken place within humanity. Humanity is the archetype. It's the microcosm of the macrocosm. And I've written about this in the books as I've received it from mother and father. But our destiny is glorious beyond belief. Every being in the cosmos wants to be part of humanity. And a couple of years ago, they viewed us as their stepchild that was going to possibly destroy itself. We've become the way showers like we always were meant to be. And the point is that we started ascending into higher and higher realms. Had we gone the predictable way, many of the prophecies, for instance, like Hertak's prophecy and so on, of the cataclysms that would happen, they were absolute accurate prophecies 30 years ago. But Mother did not take us the predictable route. Instead, she opened the edge of the membrane of existence, of the which the holds the cosmos within it, took us through it. And we went a whole different route and sidestepped those cataclysms. In August of 2005, Mother told me that we were now officially in 2011. And by the end of that year, we were way beyond 2012. Our calendar is totally incorrect because we did not take into consideration that as you move into higher realms, time is not the same. We have bypassed 2012. We have prevented many major cataclysms. And Mother has stated that although there is some purification that will be done on the planet, it is not to be of global cataclysmic type because the loss of energy from that is detrimental to the ascension that we are part of.
Well, I have actually heard things of that nature in terms of our calendars in particular, but not in the light of, as we've moved forward, the time shifts and changes, and so we're not where we think we are. We're actually further ahead. And so we've already gone beyond that point of what people would consider that point of no return, 2012, as you're phrasing it.
Very far beyond it.
Almina's my guest. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay with us. We're going to wrap up the program here in just a few moments. Have a few more questions for Almin. And we will tell you about next week's program as well. I'm Richard Dugan and love to hear from you. Almin would like to hear from you too. You can go to her website through richarddugan.com website, or you can go straight to spiritualjourneys.com. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned. Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. This is a program designed to bring new paradigms for a new world, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices. You can do an awful lot in your lifetime, and we're here to try to help you to do that by giving you the information. It's not something that we're asking you and that you have to do, but, you know, it's not going to hurt you. I can guarantee you that. I've tried some of these things, and they don't hurt. They may scare you a little bit because it's outside your comfort zone, but it's something that, I mean, even taking on this radio program and going forward with it was it was a joy to consider and to do, and is, the process of moving forward with it. It's you're on your own, you know, and it's just part of the process that we're in. Almin is my guest, and we're talking about a wide variety of different things, the various libraries that she is interpreting and the books and the various pieces of information that she has available through iTunes and YouTube. And Almin, I guess the sort of wrap-up question in a minute or two, if you will, can you tell us what is, if this is the right phrase, the best way to prepare ourselves for that transition, that purification? And it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to die physically, but just in terms of that process.
If we're talking about the purification to move to the next step, how we get ourselves ready is to take time for deep, meaningful living. Because we watch from the place of stillness, the places where there's a ripple of irritation, a ripple of undue emotion, if you will, in our life, is exactly the ripples on the pond where the fish of perception is below. So there are insights that wait to be gotten. As we start to live a life that gathers the insights moment by moment, especially the places where we have a knee-jerk reaction, we purify things from the past. The experiences from the past will repeat themselves symbolically in our life, and that is what causes the stillness of the mind, amongst other things. And it is when we are in that place of stillness that all things are possible.
And all things are indeed possible, and I believe that, and we do as a couple here in the area in which we live, and we want to impart that and share that with you as well, that as I believe, well, I'm not even going to try to remember who the one that said it was. It may come to me after the program, but if you think it can be. And it starts in the heart and then in the mind and then will manifest in reality. And so it's something that we're trying to bring about. And Almeen, we are definitely going to have you back on the program again to continue this conversation, probably maybe August or early September of this year, if you're available to do so, because we would really like to continue this conversation and talk on some other areas as well.
Thank you, dear. Richard, I will be very, very delighted.
Wonderful. Well, Almeen is my guest, and she is available through spiritualjourneys.com. That's spiritualjourneys.com. And you can also reach her through my website. It's richarddugan.com, and you can go to the show radio show's page, page 2, and scroll down to until you get to Almeen, and you can listen to the interview, and it is also a link to her website as well. We want to encourage you to check out spiritualjourneys.com. Go to iTunes and YouTube.com, respectively, and check out the various videos. Almeen, I want to again thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Richard.
Stay there with us, and we'll chat just a moment. Want to encourage you to join us next Saturday. Every Saturday is a new experience on this program, and next Saturday is going to be no different. Flo Magdalena is going to make a return visit, and we're going to sit and talk about the Magdalena energy and find out what that's all about and a little bit of the history as she shares it with us here on Tell Me Your Story. I hope that you'll join us. I hope you'll email me. TellMeYourStory@RichardDugan.com. That's the email address. The website is RichardDugan.com, and we'd love to hear from you. I'm Richard Dugan. Have yourselves a terrific Saturday, and we will talk to you again next Saturday at this same time here on Tell Me Your Story. Have a great day. Love to all.